My brother-in-law, I've tried to be, I meet him. He accomplishes quite a bit, yes. He went against his mother and says, you shouldn't bother. But he found it exciting when he was young. So he went out and tried to accomplish that. He partially succeeded. But the problem is when he goes to town, then he can practice that, and he has to go to church and like the others. And he's already in temporary, he also drinks and all that, and parties, and he's a young guy. So when it comes to hunting, when it, back to his trap line, it bothers him. He's the one also that tells about the terrible dreams, the terrible noises and visions. And I asked him, I said, what makes you think, what makes you go like that? He says, I don't know. He said, I really don't know. So he was saying, maybe I'm just crazy. So I said, did you really interested in having, you know, the midday one? And he says, I try to. He says, I believe it is. I know it works. I said, that might be your trouble. Maybe that is your trouble. You know, the mind, it's not working too well. Your mentality is not working because you believe in two things and it fights. That's what the old people say. When you be a shaman, you have to stay a shaman. You do not take anything else. And it works well there for as long as you live. And but if you blend and you want to join the Christianity and you want to be as good as this, and when you leave back into the old wilderness, it comes back to you, the one that you have fun there. It just like embraces you again and gets mad if you didn't do it right. So that's what that's the way I understood when I interviewed the elders that way. But not all of them see that. Some explain that. Some of them very faintly, some of them vividly, when they get going, you know. And that's why it's, that's why now they don't recommend it. It should be blend. It should be one to the other. But they don't believe it's a sin. Those people who have totally committed to that kind of thing, they can't believe it's a sin or the wrong thing. They don't believe it's an evil thing. They say, how could it be? If it was an evil thing, how did we make us survive? What makes us give us strength? We must be doing something right, you know, for the Great Spirit to allow us to live, otherwise we would have been wiped out. That's their belief. So in a way, it sort of makes you think, maybe you're right. So that's the thing that I wanted, I thought about when I listened to this priest who called it a sickness. He didn't understand what caused that. And he didn't see those people who suffer from it, you know, trying to change one thing to the other. He didn't live like that. He didn't feel. He just assumed he knew. But there are stories, there are many stories like that. And I've seen three people affected by it. I've seen it myself. I talked to those people and I seen them how poor condition they are after. It's crippling their mind. It's really, one of them actually totally lost his mind. Because you know they consider him a mental retarded person, a bit of a out of control, so they took him to the funny farm, and they gave him drugs to hold him. And eventually, after 20 years of this drug, if I had lost his mind, he lost who he is, and he died without knowing, without ever expressing what he is. I shook hands with him, and he didn't remember me or even. Maybe he knows what he is, but he didn't remember me. And I used to hunt with them. I used to ptarmigan hunting. I used to have lots of fun together as a little boy and he was a man. And that's one of them who tried to blend. He tried to blend that because he didn't have no a proper supervision from the elders. He did it by himself and he did it late. And that's what caused him. And he believed the Christianity, he believed the other one. He goes back and forth, makes him crazy. He's the one that used to say that the devil was sitting on a rock with a mouth fire, he says. Just like the way the picture draw in the paper. That's what he saw. So that's what this mind does to a person when you do that in your real life. And that's what also the other person that I told you about is related to me, who nearly lost his mind too, but he managed to stay sober, I mean proper mind, and managed to live by himself. But he could not stay with his wife because she was sometimes really good. When it intensified in him, he would hallucinate, and it was dangerous. So he was forced to separate his wife because of that thing. The church did that. And also the